freaky girl. My flavor's turning hot and bright. Super freak, she's super freaky. Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It is a very interesting Freak Show Friday today here on the Joe and Alex Show, and we want to hear more of your thoughts on Gary, but also if you're kind of like him and you have a lot of conspiracy theories or thoughts and maybe what we've been told or taught isn't necessarily true, you can tweet us Joe and Alex Show on Twitter or on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We'll try to read those right now as we go, and maybe we can bring those up to Gary.
Gary, when you're dating, do you tell girls or guys, whatever you're interested in, do you tell people that you're dating all these theories up front or no?
First of all, only women. Absolutely. I think it's interesting to discuss and open your mind. That's
yeah.
what I feel like I'm here for. I'm here to open your mind and make you think.
Wow.
And so a lot of dates, they like that.
That is so interesting. Okay.
Talk conspiracy to
so
me.
When we left off, you told us that you had a conspiracy theory about 9/11. What is it?
So I have a relative who passed away last year. And when 9/11 happened, he was acting really weird. And I didn't know exactly what was going on. And years later, as I researched, what they showed us on TV was completely fake.
What do you mean?
So it's been proven now. Anybody that knows CGI, they know that the plane going into the building and the way that it went in and the way that the wing disappeared before uh-huh. it hit the building, it was fake.
Well, what about all those people that died and their families
say
they're missing?
They died because those buildings were blown up by somebody.
But what about the people that were on the planes? Where'd they go?
Those people, did you know that most of those people, they can't find if they ever even really existed?
What? I thought these people had families that were like, you know, my mom died, my dad died,
whatever.
Yeah,
the guy from SNL, one of the guys.
Do you know that we have actors that show up on TV and present whatever?
I know we have crisis actors. I know that crisis actors exist.
Oh, no, we don't. That's not true.
We do.
Yeah, there's been like Craigslist ads saying like, hey, come to this, like during the election, there would be people that said, hey, if you're pro-Hillary, we want you to come, and then, or pretend you're pro-Hillary, we want you to pretend that you are anti-Hillary, and also for Trump, the same type of things, create riots, you know, picket things, whatever. They ask for actors all the time, they bust them in.
It happened, but it didn't happen the way they showed us.
All right, do you have any other conspiracy theories or thoughts, Gary?
Absolutely. I can tell you right now that there are aliens. There's a photo taken by the NASA Hubble telescope of something that manifested itself in the galaxy. This face is so big it transcends time, if you can understand that. It reaches from one end of the galaxy to the next, and this was captured by the Hubble telescope. They said that in the picture, and the picture is available online, it's on NASA's records, and they give the points of where it is in the galaxy. It's an African face of an African alien.
Wait, what does that mean? Like a black person?
It looks like a black person. And it is so, and to tell you how big it is, they said Earth would be like a pimple on this thing.
What?
And so the
what
picture is available.
What does that mean?
Wait, so the picture's available. Can you, can we post it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to show people what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay,
there's
perfect.
There's a video that goes with it where the guy that discovered it, it's public record.
We're going to put all these videos, by the way. I'm going to have to get them from you, Gary. We'll put up on a blog, RadioNowIndy.com, under Freak Show Friday, and we'll have any videos that we can do. And on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, we'll put the pictures up.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
So in ancient Egypt and in Iraq and some of the other walls, cave walls and things like that, there are pictures that show us this hiding in plain sight. It shows 40-foot people. And people were thinking like, well, are the little people children? No, they were adults. And these 40-foot people used to draw all the different global, universal humanoids in things that exist.
So their faces don't look like a traditional alien, they just look like giant black people,
well,
is what you're saying.
That's one of them.
Okay.
But the other ones are, you've got the tall whites.
Okay.
You've got the grays.
Grays, what's that?
The grays are
50 Shades?
They almost look like little mice, and they have a head like almost like a mouse. And they're grays. And then they've got these 7 foot tall, the whites. And then they've got the 12 foot tall humanoids.
This is freaking me out.
And supposedly, all of this stuff is being kept in Vegas. Not Vegas.
What stuff?
Nevada. Everything that we've ever collected on alien technology. And they've tried to give it to us in pieces. When Star Trek came out in the 60s and 70s, everything that they used then, they were showing you an iPad. They were showing you flip phones. If you think about it, that technology came from what the aliens had been telling our government and the governments around the world. And the people that are really woke on this, as far as governments are concerned, are Russia and the United States. And but they don't want to tell the people, because the people cannot deal with what's on the dark side of the moon. They
what
said on the dark side of the moon, there's dragons. There's huge creatures. There's things.
This is so insane. I'm dying. Okay, 317-239-1009. Do you agree with everything Gary is saying? Are you also a flat earther? Do you agree that the government knows about aliens, communicates with them regularly, and that all of our technology actually came from aliens and wasn't actually invented by humans? I want to know.
Live the Web Girl, what's up? What did you want to say?
I just have one question, Gary. Do you believe Tupac is alive? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe that.
I wanted to, we're running out of time. I'm sure you probably have a lot more things you'd want to discuss.
This is insane.
Maybe we'll have you back, not necessarily for a Freak Show Friday again.
Just in general.
But just maybe, I don't know, on a day to talk about different conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
All right. Hey, 317-239-1009. Do you have anything else that maybe you agree or disagree with that Gary's brought up today? Maybe you're like, hey, why don't you guys talk about this? This is something I think is a conspiracy or that really happened. I am looking forward to actually researching what you sent us. You bring up some interesting points and some things I've never even heard of before. And there's other things still that I just have a hard time believing that, like, the Earth is flat, because we've seen photos from space.
Yeah,
and it's a circle.
We got photos from space, and very quick, Gary, why are those photos not legitimate?
All of the photos are photoshopped, and they've had professional Photoshop artists look at the photos, and they've used the copy technique to copy clouds and things onto the picture. There is no picture of our Earth.
Whoa.
All right, it's Freak Show Friday. We'll talk to you next.